21 Elements Productions, a production company started by a group of Langston University students, holds its second annual film festival next Thursday, May 1st, at 6 p.m. The Paramount Theater on Film Row in Oklahoma City hosts the event, which is open to all Oklahoma College students. 21 Elements founding members Justin Bennett and Daryl Strong encourage passionate filmmakers of all skill levels to enter.
There's no limit to your creativity. There's no limit whatsoever. You can make anything you want to.
The biggest obstacle is really just doing it. You know, there it takes time to, you know, polish your craft. That's the best thing to do, is just put your work in front of somebody, because somebody can see, like, oh, I can help you here. I can make this a little bit better for you.
Exactly.
So it's just about just putting your work out there, because it doesn't necessarily have to be the best. Just, you know, just put it out there and somebody will see it and want to help, because it's Oklahoma and this is a state that kind of, it helps its own.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to foster in a way.
Along with outside entries, 21 Elements screens a short film from its own Julian Jackson entitled Home. Strong and Bennett give a synopsis.
A man who's basically lived his life kind of confused, because he's an alien, but he doesn't know it until, you know, an event causes him to realize that, oh, it's a self-discovery film where he finds himself. Yeah.
And as he's finding himself, he sees certain people around him, he's losing them because of what he is. People are realizing what he is, that have put him on this earth that he didn't know, and people around him on earth are realizing what he is, and they're starting to, you know, exit out of the story as it goes along.
Students interested in submitting films to the 21 Elements Film Festival can find out more and apply at 21elementsproductions.blogspot.com. That's Elements, spelled with a Z. All submissions are due next Monday, April 28th. I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll for KOSU News.